This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Wright State University student and self-proclaimed chronic volunteer Ree Molnar is very involved in the community. Among other projects, Ree started Pay It Forward Farm in Bellbrook, which provides produce to about 30 people in Dayton, Centerville, Waynesville, and Yellow Springs. And Ree joins us to talk about the Pay It Forward Farm, volunteer work, and how to help the community. You can join the conversation at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. Ree, good afternoon. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. I'm kind of curious about you say you're a chronic volunteer, so I wanted to ask you why you describe yourself that way.
Well, it seems like I keep telling myself I'm going to, you know, scale back and devote more time to just relax and have fun, and then, you know, I hear about a cool project and I just want to get involved in it. So that's why I describe myself that way.
How many different projects, how many different things are you involved in? What kind of things are you doing other than the farm, as if that's not enough?
Right. Well, currently I'm involved in two different, I'm in leadership in two different grassroots organizations. One is called Black and Pink, and we're the Southwest Ohio chapter. And what Black and Pink is a national network of LGBTQ incarcerated folks and what we call free world allies, people who are not incarcerated but are allies to folks who are. And we create a network to support each other and work toward an end goal together of prison abolition. It sounds like a very complicated organization, but our primary focus is fostering pen palships between folks who are incarcerated and people who are not.
You're also working with retirees, are you not?
Yeah, that's my on-campus job, and they're all very supportive of my academic career, and they're all very sweet people. So it's a great place to work.
So obviously you think volunteerism is very important.
You know, I think that there's different ways that we can give of ourselves, and our time and energy, I think, is very generous.
So let's talk about the Pay It Forward Farm. What prompted you to start that?
Well, I got my certificate in permaculture, which is... It sounds like a fancy word, but it's just permanent and agriculture squeezed together.
Okay.
So it's looking at systems of agriculture that are more sustainable than the monocrop practice that is utilized in industrial farming throughout the world. So it's looking at how plants have different relationships to each other and how we can work with the microorganisms of the earth to support healthy soil function for a longevity of agriculture rather than focusing solely on high-yield production. So I got certified in that in Casadero, California, through a program called Earth Activist Training. Which I highly recommend. It's a great program. And my parents and I had this dream of cultivating food together. I think it's a kind of stereotypical dream, I guess, of former hippies, which my parents are, and their children. You know, this generation, a lot of folks in my generation dream about that farm life. There's a kind of nostalgia in it. So we were dreaming about it together for about 10 years. And then, a series of events happened that pulled all of us back to Ohio again. And my parents purchased land in Sugar Creek Township. And we decided to move forward and make this happen. So we're primarily a community-supported agriculture program, which means that people buy memberships into what we produce. So it's basically buying a share of the yield of the garden. And those members they get whatever's in season, a big box of whatever's in season once a week for the growing season. And there's many CSAs throughout the Miami Valley and nationally. And what makes us different is that we offer a sliding scale fee for our boxes.
So people pay based on their income level.
Yes, yes. And even, you know, our members at the Dakota Center, the senior citizen program that they have there, they don't contribute financially, but I'm so appreciative of the work that they do at the Dakota Center that, you know, I feel fed by what they offer as well. So it feels to me like a trade, and I definitely consider all those folks members as well.
Well, how big of a farm is this? How big are we talking?
Mm-hmm. The land in total is just under 5 acres, and we have a baby orchard on one side. So that means we just got our first 3 peaches this year.
Okay. That's exciting.
Yeah, very exciting. And then on about 1.5 acres is where we cultivate all of our heirloom organic vegetables.
Well, what kinds of things are you growing? I mean, I know it's based on season, but kind of give me a description of some of the vegetables and the produce.
Oh, sure. Well, I really love purple things. So I love growing purple things. We've got purple cauliflower, we have purple broccoli, and purple beans currently growing right now. We were sampling our lemon cucumbers at the farmers market in Sugar Creek Township just a couple weeks back, and people were, you know, their minds were blown. What? That's a cucumber? It's this little yellow with a citrus undertone cucumber. I love them, and I think they're really cute. So I like to cultivate things also for aesthetics, but nutritional value as well. So, yeah, we have okra, we have watermelon, we have lots of different heirloom varieties of tomatoes, lots of different types of beans, greens, all sorts of things.
So what kind of, you've got 30 people who are buying produce from you. What kind of reaction do you get from them?
Well, our members are, I think, almost my favorite part of having the CSA is just the ability to be a part of dinner for so many different families. And the stories that I hear from, you know, our parents, members, for example, will tell me, you know, my daughter never loved spinach, and now, you know, she hated it before, and now after having yours, she wants seconds and thirds. We have to tell her, you know, it's all gone. So those stories are always really heartwarming, and I get tons of pictures. I got a lot of beautiful pictures of our beets because we grow 3 different varieties that are all different hues. And so people would roast them and then send me pictures. And so, yeah, people are super appreciative, and that makes the labor of love, which is, you know, working on the land. You know, it's really hard on your body, and a lot of it is tedious, and it's very long hours. But having all of that appreciation poured back at us for the work that we do, it makes it worthwhile.
Ree, what are your goals for the Pay It Forward farm? Where would you like to see it go in the next few years?
Well, I would love to see, I have a dream for a program that I tried out last year that is helping young folks understand the different values that we're cultivating with the farm. So, you know, working with the earth, sustainable agriculture, and how that's empowering for the community and for self in ways of, you know, thinking about the future and how if we're not poisoning the earth, how it can continue on, you know, thinking of young folks and the next generations that are coming after us. And also the values of community care. So, you know, it seems like this complicated idea to offer a sliding scale fee for a business, But it's really simple. You know, we learn about sharing when we're children. And for some reason, you know, once we get older and we're learning about how to do business, that's not part of the equation. And I think that that's an unhealthy aspect of the current dynamic in the world. And so I would like to develop this program further where youth are learning about those values of how caring for the community is a way of encouraging longevity for the world, if we can all, you know, move forward together rather than just this individualistic, you know, product-focused, money-focused thing.
Ree, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. Mm-hmm. Wright State University student Ree Molnar, who founded the Pay It Forward Farm. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition. Archives of our programs are available at WVXU.org. The producer for today's show is Pete Reitmeier. The assistant producer was Belinda Kai, and Dave Shermer was the technical director. Illiteracy can have a profound effect on an individual, lowering self-esteem, hampering job opportunities, even damaging a person's health. Currently, 1 in 4 children in the United States grows up without learning how to read. On the next Cincinnati Edition, we'll discuss improving childhood literacy. And with our streetcar system's grand opening just around the corner, we'll hear how the Kansas City streetcar is doing. It started operating in May. That's Cincinnati Edition, tomorrow afternoon at 1 on 91.7 WVXU.